I'm Clayton Sampson, and today's Lely Radio Sports Page features interviews from Championship Saturday of the Iowa High School Boys State Wrestling Tournament at the Casey Center in downtown Des Moines. Interviews include state champion Matt Crossen of Indianola, state champion Tucker Wheeler of PCM, state runner-up Blake Rousen of Pleasantville, and Indianola head coach Clint Manny.
Here with Indianola's Matt Crossen, after just being crowned a state champion here at the Iowa High School Boys State Wrestling Tournament, Matt, just tell me what it means to you.
It means a lot. Me, it means a lot, but it means more for being a role model for Kane, and it means more for our team. We can get this team title if Drayshawn Ross just doesn't get upset, which won't happen. I mean, Drayshawn, so it's great.
Talk about your championship match a little bit. Able to get that late takedown. Just walk me through your match.
I was hoping I would score more in the first second period, but it didn't really open up. Didn't see much shots, so I got to do better at that. But it was just, I had to stay really patient and selective, and when I found that opening, I had to take it.
You know, how fun is just this overall state tournament experience, man? You're getting to wrestle on so many different Indianola wrestlers here at state.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
It's so fun, especially bringing all these guys. Even all the guys that are knocked out, we still bring them into the tournament because we like to have that whole team experience. We don't like, even though one guy got sent home maybe at districts or on day one or two, they're still coming here. They're warming up with us. They're supporting us. It's great.
Talk about your brother a little bit. You mentioned him earlier, but you were able to cheer him on his match earlier today. What was that like?
Oh, he stresses me out. I'm more stressed about his matches than mine. I mean, my stomach hurts even thinking about it. He's worked so hard. It's not only the physical hard work. It's the first time that he's really had to stick to a nutritional diet, and he's done really good with that. So now he's going to get pretty fat. He's going to get to like 135. I love Kane. He wrestled great.
Matt, before we close, what's it like to cap off a season like this with a state title?
It's amazing. It takes all that weight off my shoulders. There shouldn't even be a lot of weight, but it's so nice.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Here with PCM's Tucker Wheeler on Championship Saturday at the Iowa High School Boys State Wrestling Tournament. Tucker, you were just crowned 157-pound state champion. How does it feel?
It feels amazing. Yeah, definitely an honor, and it's what I've been working for, so it feels good to finally get it.
You know, I know how hard you've worked for this. You've been a multi-time state qualifier, second last season. How good does it feel for everything to now come together?
I mean, it feels pretty dang good to finally get my goal.
You know, what does it mean to represent PCM on such a high stage like this?
Yeah, it means a lot. It's definitely an honor to get to represent my school. Second time state champ for PCM, so a lot of fun.
Talk about your match specifically tonight, championship match. Able to get that late takedown on that single lead. That's worked for you your whole career. Talk me through the match tonight.
I kind of knew he was a defensive wrestler going into it, and it's kind of how I play in the match. One good takedown is all I needed.
You know, you've had an excellent career. Now, topping off, what does it mean to top off your career with a state championship?
It means a lot. Yeah, finishing on top is always fun. Looking forward to college.
You know, just talk about kind of what the overall state tournament experience is like, being able to spend time with your coaches, your dad, just everybody here.
I don't even know. It was lots of fun, lots of good times, and yeah, I don't know.
Congrats on a great career, Tucker.
Thank you.
Yep. Here with Pleasantville's Blake Rousen on Championship Saturday, the Iowa High School Boys State Wrestling Tournament. Blake, I know your championship match didn't go the way you wanted to, but just walk me through it a little bit.
He's a good guy. I just didn't get to my offense that I needed to, and then,
I think it's still safe to say you exceeded expectations here this week at the Iowa High School Boys State Wrestling Tournament. What's this experience been like for you?
It's been really good. I'm just really excited that I was able to get so far.
You know, when you were able to pick up so many wins this week and just kept moving on and moving on and moving on, kind of what was the key to keep that momentum going?
Just the mental side of it. Just go get the next one.
Blake, you know, you've had a really impressive senior season. You know, of course, making the state finals is one thing, but you've broken a lot of different achievements throughout the year, too. How fun and how exciting has this senior year been?
It's been really fun.
What does it mean to you to be able to represent Pleasantville on such a big stage like this?
It means a lot. Being the only qualifier, making it so far.
you know, your dad's your coach this season. What has it been like to do this journey alongside him?
It's been pretty good. Like, he knows the practices. He knows what I'm going through. So,
Blake, congrats on an awesome season.
Thank you.
Here with Indianola Head Boys Wrestling Coach Clint Manny. Coach, two guys wrestling in the finals tonight. How excited was this evening?
It's hard to put in words, really. I mean, that's the first time in my coaching career that we've had two in the finals in the same night. Coach Young did it with Abernathy and Edgington a couple years before I was there. But just so grateful for our kids that they get the opportunity to experience this. You know, obviously you want to be 2-for-2 on the night like this, so it's great to have a champ, but knowing that one guy's hurting tonight just fuels the fire for what we're going to do in the future.
Crossing going bat-to-bat, talk a little bit about his match tonight.
Rachi's tough, man, and if you've been around wrestling in the state of Iowa, you know the family, you know the way the kids prepare, you know the way they fight, and you know he's going to give his best. So a ton of respect for that kid and that program. Jack and Anderson, they're doing a great job. Kids come out and they're always wrestling their best this time of year. But I feel pretty confident anytime Matt crosses the steps on the mat, I'll tell you that. He's going to scrap, he's going to have a game plan, and he's going to go execute.
Almost your entire varsity roster competing at the Iowa High School Boys State Wrestling Tournament this week. What has just this experience been like for you?
Busy. It's busy. You hurry up to wait, then you just take a match at a time and a day at a time. I'm just so fortunate for me to have the staff we have, to have the trust that our kids have in each one of our individual coaches. But it's a whirlwind, and by the end of the week, you're dragging, but can't wait for it to happen again. So just very very impressed with our guys, the preparation that we've had here in the last month.
Congrats, Coach.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, that was interviews from Championship Saturday of the Iowa High School Boys State Wrestling Tournament held at the Casey Center in Des Moines on Saturday night. For KNIA Careless Sports on today's Lady Radio Sports page, I'm Clayton Sampson.